Well, we're back on the air, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Thank you very much. Thank you, MTP Software, our wonderful hosts. And if, for those who are watching us on YouTube, you see the great studios they've built, although you don't see the great flat screen camera and lenses and everything that we have that going on in this studio today. Let's see if I can get this right. Our next guest, Linda Varell, President, Broadreach PR.
Correct.
I was on a panel with you recently.
You were. It was really fun on crisis communication, if that could be fun.
Crisis communication, which I know is important. But why don't we first tell us about your PR firm?
Absolutely. Great to be here. Thank you. Broadreach Public Relations is a strategic communications firm. We work with our clients to help them really get ahead of the curve and tell their story. So we might be working on something basic as press release or an event, to more substantial handling a crisis or doing M&A work, and it really runs the gamut.
And what's your background? How did you get into this?
Yeah, that's a great question. I spent 25 years in banking and became a strategic project manager halfway through. So I worked for a publicly traded financial institution at the time. So I was handling all the mergers, all the acquisitions, all the product rollouts and the technology initiatives. And so common denominator was communication. And sadly, when I hit the glass ceiling, I decided it was time to go out and do something on my own. And the bank was my first client.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been a great ride 12 and a half years later.
So you didn't come up the traditional agency route?
Absolutely not.
And let's talk about why you think that was good for you.
I think when you're in strategic communications, you need a certain level of business acumen. You need to understand how your clients operate within the greater landscape of what's happening in the economy, in their communities, and within their industry. And so we have to jump in and work with our clients like an insider. We need to come up to speed on their language, on what's important to them, and what matters to the industry.
So you work in Portland, Maine, and you're sitting here in the Boston area. How does Portland help you, not help you, in terms of being located? Is it difficult with New England clients?
Yeah, that's interesting. So we're one of the larger firms north of Boston. We work with a lot of clients across northern New England. Being in Portland really gives us an edge, I think, with respect to way of life. We're able to work virtually. We're able to give our employees 30-hour weeks, 35-hour weeks. It's just creating a balance.
And culture.
It is culture. And I always think about it's 2.5 hours to Boston. It's 2.5 hours to Bangor. It's 2.5 hours, a little bit further, to Burlington. So you just get used to the travel.
Interesting. And do you feel being located up there, culture is a competitive advantage, that there are other things that being in Portland help you to bring a better value to your clients?
Absolutely. I'm able to bring subject matter experts to the table. So our team is made up of very diverse senior managers. So our vice president comes to the table with a public affairs background. He had worked in D.C. and in the Green Triangle in North Carolina. The head of client development, she came out of higher ed and has a marketing background. And then we have a young man who came out of New York, out of Sard Verbinum, and has a strategic analysis and research background. So I think we're able to really pick and choose who we want to work with and what makes the most sense.
And do you find that there are certain industries that you tend to like to target more than others? Size of companies, industries, psychographic, demographic?
So it's funny. We talk about the majority of our clients are highly regulated, complex industries, you know, being from financial services, of course. But we have a number of outliers, which has really, put our stake in the ground. We work with the Maine Brewers Guild and established the New England Craft Beer Summit with them. We took the Maine Beer Box over to Iceland and to the UK. We've worked with cannabis. We've worked with flowers. We've done the U.S. Toboggan Nationals up in Camden for the last 10 years. So, you know, we may work with bankers and attorneys and accountants, but then we also get to work with brewers and farmers and a number of very diverse industries, as well as a number of nonprofits that are both local, regional, and national.
Well, you know, you mentioned all those regulated industries, and when I hear regulated, the first thing that comes to mind is getting legal approval for marketing and press releases. And that's always been and continues to be a big issue for me as a management consultant with my clients. You know, being able to get the value statement out without somebody ruining it. Is that something you deal with all the time?
It is. And what we've found is by establishing the relationships with attorneys in advance and really understanding goals, roles, and process, you know, what are we trying to accomplish here? What are the key messages? What are the key values of the organization? And can we all agree on those? And then also talking about making those decisions together with respect to what can and can't be said, because a lot of times it's a matter of preference. And so, you know, one might think, what is the show me state? I'm always about, well, show me the regulation that says I can't do that. You know, so I'm always pushing back, whether it's crisis communication or even project management, show us we can't do that, and then we won't, but let's agree on, you know, what that outcome needs to be and what those messages need to be.
And I always think about myself, when I wrote my book, the first edition, there were like 120 edits the attorneys for the publisher wanted to take out of my book. And I was like, no, there's no book. You know, these are all quotes from people. You made me get them sign all releases. These are all quotes that they have all made. That's all their facts of life. And when I was done, we only took out about six or changed about six.
That's great.
But I had to fight through on a conference call every one of those 120 quotes with the attorneys. And I find it so unusual that we're such a protected society that we can't actually communicate. I mean, the whole industry is about communication and information, but everything has to be packaged up because the society is obsessed with being litigious.
Well, that and the easy answer is always no. And so when we're working with interns or apprentices, we always remind them of that. The answer is always no if you never ask, and the easy answer is always no. So to go the hard route and advocate for your client or advocate for yourself, you know, you need to start asking why. Why can't we do this? What's keeping us from moving forward? And what's going to make this deal go south? And really asking that question, is this quote or is this deliverable going to really make this deal go south?
Now, you know, I met you on a panel about crisis management, and is one of the bigger problems for entrepreneurs taking too long to call a firm when they have a crisis, trying to sort of, you know, ostrich the issue, put their head in the sand?
Yeah, there's actually two things that we see. The first is lack of preparation overall. And so there's this mentality that it won't happen to me. And we talk to small businesses and say, look, you need to look around your industry. You need to look at what's happened to other companies in your state, around the country, within your industry, and know that if that happened to them, it could happen to you. So it's preparation. The second is really a lack of resources and thinking that they can handle it themselves. And that's really the definition of a crisis, when it extends beyond your internal resources. And so a lot of times, you know, they just simply are trying to fix the problem and not thinking about reaching out and bringing some experts to the table.
Well, we've been speaking with Linda Varell, President, Broadreach PR out of Portland, Maine. Linda, if someone's looking for you, how would they find you?
They would find me in a lot of ways. I'm on LinkedIn as Linda Varell, LANDA, V as in Victor, ARRELL. Also, Broadreach is at www.broadreachpr.com. And usually you can find me on panels having conversations with other experts on crisis or
Well, hopefully they'll put us on a panel again together.
I think that might be in our future.
Really? That would be great. Well, I'll always, you know, partner with you anytime you want me. Thanks for being on the show today, and thanks for joining the Radio Entrepreneurs team. We hope we see you around some more.
Great. Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great. We'll be right back after this short break.